Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, January 9th. Former President Donald Trump is set to show up in court today, as his lawyers argue he has absolute immunity from prosecution in his election interference case.
Of course, I was entitled as President of the United States and Commander-in-Chief to immunity.
It comes at a critical time for his campaign, just days ahead of the Iowa caucuses. And if he succeeds, the ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals in D.C. would place him and anyone else elected president above the law. As this high-stakes case unfolds, President Joe Biden has been casting the 2024 election as a battle for the truth.
The truth is under assault in America.
Comparing Trump and his supporters to defeated Confederates after the Civil War.
Once again, there's some in this country trying to turn a loss into a lie. A lie which, if allowed to live, will once again bring terrible damage to this country. This time, the lie is about the 2020 election.
In Gaza, one in every 100 people has been killed since the war erupted between Hamas and Israel on October 7th. That's according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, which says more than 22,800 people have been killed in total. The bleak numbers come as Jordan's king has warned that the war is creating a generation of orphans. And this British surgeon told CNN that the state of one hospital in Gaza is beyond any doubt the worst thing he's seen.
Multiple children being brought in, some only a few months old, with horrific burns, many of them dead. What I have seen over the last 2 weeks was far worse than I could ever imagine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel today for high-stakes talks to push top officials to protect civilian lives and let more aid into Gaza. A brutal winter storm is hitting parts of the central U.S., with dangerous blizzard conditions shutting down highways and stranding drivers. And parts of the south are feeling the storm's effects too, with hailstorms, heavy flooding, and tornado threats pummeling the region. More than 140,000 customers across southern and central parts of the country are without power because of high winds. The fast-moving storm is now making its way east and is expected to cover 1,800 miles in just 72 hours.
I really thought it was a bomb. And then I started smelling the gas.
That was a woman in Fort Worth, Texas, talking to KTVT after an apparent gas explosion at a hotel that injured at least 21 people yesterday. Crews are combing through the rubble for anyone who could still be trapped inside the Sandman signature Fort Worth downtown hotel. Fire officials think the blast was caused by what they described as some type of gas explosion, but are still working to find out exactly what happened. Dog meat is off the menu in South Korea. More on that after this quick break. Lawmakers in South Korea have voted to ban the sale of dog meat. They've passed a bill to stop the breeding and slaughter of dogs to eat them, as well as the distribution and sale of food products with dog ingredients by 2027. It ends a traditional, yet controversial, menu option after years of debate on the topic. People who eat dog meat won't be punished, though, meaning the law would target people working in the industry, like dog farmers or sellers, who could face up to 3 years in prison or a hefty fine. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.